Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Kristen Moses, who is the founder of Design Good, which is a top branding firm in Austin, Texas. She helps clients create brands that are truly a reflection of the work they are doing in the world and the audience they want to attract. Today, we're going to be discussing Kristen's journey of building her agency and what she's learned along the way. So thanks so much for joining us today, Kristen.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, very excited to have you with us. So to get started, let's dive in with a couple questions so that our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So what really would you say motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
Well, I think, you know this, my journey has been a long one. I've had my agency for 17 years, so obviously it has evolved over time, but really what kind of motivates me to stay in it and stay engaged is really seeing people be able to create these businesses that matter and these businesses that are their livelihood. And we're the ones that kind of help them birth them into the world.
Yeah.
Because we truly believe that brands are a tool to help people achieve things that they want for their life and for their business. So I feel like the work that we're doing is truly meaningful and aiding mm-hmm. in the creation of these really important businesses that need to be born. And sometimes people just need somebody to help them. So I really see us as like running alongside our clients as yep. a partner. And we get to know them really well and I care about them deeply. So the work that we do, I truly feel is meaningful and makes an impact on a lot of people's lives. And that's, I feel like at the core, the most important thing ever and always.
And I don't think you can fake that passion. You know, it comes through. It's just going to fuel you to want to do better and, mm-hmm. you know, grow your agency. And then it's going to come through on the work that you provide for your clients. So, I love that. And so how did you originally get into digital marketing?
As I mentioned, it's been a long journey. So I started this company when I was, I think 24 or 25. And, really it spun from me working at other agencies and, just kind of watching what those people did. And I think that I learned what not to do early on. And I was, you know, at these places and I just kept feeling like, you know, I wouldn't do it that way, or I wouldn't do that to clients, or I would set things up differently. And then finally I got to a point where I was like, you know, I could probably do this. And do it better and do it in a way that felt more, you know, authentic to who I was and actually give the clients what they need outside of just, you know, the places I worked were, they were design firms, like design agencies. So I always kind of saw it as a band-aid of, you know, we were just giving clients a logo and a website, but we weren't training them on like what to do with their brand or how to be in their business. And so that's what it's evolved to today. But when I originally started, I just kind of saw a need to do things differently. And the first iteration of this company was actually not called Design Good. It was called Deuce Creative. And when I started the company, I started it with a longtime best friend from high school. Mm-hmm. Her background was in marketing. She had gone to FIT in New York. And so it was like fashion marketing and merchandising. And then I truly was design. And, you know, we were young and wild and a little bit more, you know, ballsy at the time, if you want to call that. And we're like, let's quit our jobs. Let's start an agency. So I literally like bought a house, had bought a car, quit my job, decided to start a company. She moved in with me. We like took all the furniture out of the downstairs of my house and turned it into the agency. It was crazy.
That's so cool.
But you know, we did that for 6 months in my house. We actually hired 2 employees within the first 6 months. And then, you know, we looked at each other and we're like, oh, this is working. You know, we have clients, we need real digs. And so we moved into an office. You know, we did the whole thing, the conference room, the like designer room. We had like this really beautiful loft outside of Houston. So I'm in Austin now, but, the company started in Houston and we did that for 9 years and almost 10. And, you know, because of the industry in Houston, we very much were real estate, healthcare, oil and gas. You know, we had a lot of clients. We were really well known in the Houston community. It was very much like a localized business. Mm-hmm. And then after 9 years going on 10, my business partner comes to me and says, I don't want to do it anymore. Wow. And so, you know, that was, you know, my heart sunk. I was sick to my stomach because, you know, for me, I did want to still do it. And this was, you know, my livelihood, my passion, but it was also how I supported myself. And some things changed in her life where she didn't need to work anymore and was way more focused on family, which was absolutely fine. But it was my big heart attack moment. I call it my divorce.
Yeah.
because it truly was, you know, I haven't been through a traditional divorce, but for me, that's what it felt like because we had to separate things. We had to tell clients, you know, people were confused. Why was this company that was seemed to be at the height of their, you know, career and their market closing down or shedding or, you know, dismantling for that, for lack of a better word. So yeah, I was just heartbroken. But what happened was I ended up, we closed the company down because the other option was me to buy her out. And I think at that time I was like, you know, why would I buy you out? Cause a lot of these clients are just going to come with me anyways. And plus I wanted a fresh start. I wanted like a new name because I felt like even though it was a beautiful part of my life, it had run its course. And deep down, I really wasn't that happy anymore. And that was a really hard place to be in of like having something you worked so hard and you loved and was thriving, but you were not happy. And, you know, now looking back, I know that I wasn't happy because there wasn't enough of me in it and kind of the things that I knew that we needed to be doing to differentiate ourselves and be a successful business outside of like what I was describing earlier of the like just doing logos and websites and marketing material and having the client direct us where I wanted to be one that actually helped guide the client along their journey and be more of a guide and an advisor and helping them with their business and their life alongside helping them with their brand. So at that same time, we kind of shut down the company. I sold my house. I shut down my company. I moved to another city, which I'm now in Austin. I started a new company. And then I get here and I'm like, oh, wow. I literally just changed everything about my life. I kind of erased my existence of this like 9 to 10 year history of having an agency in Houston because people could no longer find me. You know, this was a while ago. This was like before it really opened up to people doing any business anywhere. It doesn't really matter, you know? So at this point, you know, this was almost another 9 years ago from where we are now. And I really had to start over. And the reason why I named the company Design Good was really that I wanted to use design to help people and to create more good in the world. And it really was like, coming from my heart at that point of the unhappiness I found in the first like half of my career versus what I wanted to create in the second half of my year. So So yeah, it really was kind of an interesting evolution of like, I had something for so long and what I have now looks so completely different. So I encourage people listening to, even if you've had your business for a while, like you're 10 years in, you're 12 years in, you know, there is still opportunity to refine and fine tune and turn it into something else that is completely thriving.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where we are now. So really the shift happened of me really diving into kind of this spiritual side of me. I feel like now we really kind of take an energetic approach to branding, because I do feel like brands are this energetic, living, breathing thing that when mm-hmm. they're in alignment with the person that we're creating it for, and their brand is truly a reflection of who they are, it can call in the right people and opportunities and projects that they so deeply desire, because there's a clarity moment that we're taking our clients to and through. And they're just so stoked by the end of the project, and they have this brand that looks like them, sounds like them, speaks directly to the people that they want to work with. Mm-hmm. And that enthusiasm is contagious, and it makes them want to do more. And throughout the process, we are talking to our clients about how they're structuring their services and how they're pricing their offerings. So there's a lot of kind of getting into the behind the scenes of their business that happens. And that's the part that's truly fulfilling to me. Again, like being a partner throughout their journey. And just even more so over the last 5 years of us just really refining our processes and really looking at what our clients needs. And building our offering around that. And our offering now is really, you know, complete beginning to end of like a full discovery in the beginning, like creating brand foundations so they have a solid foundation for their business to grow on. Mm-hmm. And that's the what you look like and what you sound like part. So we really define brands as, you know, everything somebody thinks about when they think about your business. So it's what you look like, it's what you sound like, and it's how you make people feel. Mm-hmm. And the most important part is the how you make people feel. So we don't create anything for our clients until we really get that piece solid. And then we are always are doing digital pieces of the project. We are always creating a website. And, you know, a part of our process, I think that's unique to us, is we structure, like we have three different types of websites that we do based on where the client is in their business journey. And that's meant a lot to our business too, because people feel like we're not just selling them the thing that we do. We really say, you know, you're here, you don't need much more than that. Or you're here, this is what you need at this phase of your business. Or you're over here, let's like really kick it up a notch. This is what you need to really, you know, grow into this next iteration of what you want for your brand and your business and your life. So really looking at where our clients are more in depthly, and they truly appreciate that. And that gets a lot of buy-in during the process too, of them just feeling like they're very seen and heard in our process. And then from there, we really take it into what we call our brand toolkit. And that's looking at what the client actually needs to communicate with their audience. And that's different things for different people. So sometimes we are helping with email marketing. Sometimes we are helping with what their social media looks like. Sometimes we're helping them with what their sales process looks like and the tools that they create to communicate with their audience. Mm-hmm. So that there is that level of polish and professionalism at every point, because you know, whether we like it or not, there is power in perception. People perceive things that look and sound a certain way to have a greater value. Yeah. So, you know, just making sure that that perceived value of the clients and what they're portraying to their audience matches up at every exchange or every place they're engaging with their audience. And then a big piece of what we've added to the end of our process, again, because we've really looked at what our clients needed, is it's not enough to create all these things for our clients. We have to truly train them on how to use them and when to use them. Yes. So at the end of anything that we do for our clients, I will get back on a call with them. Of course, my team will train them on any of the technical aspects of what they're doing, but we get on a call that's called our brand momentum training. And that's unique to us. And we just put together a plan for what the next 365 days look like for them. Mm-hmm. Because now they have all this brand that they really love, that they're excited about, that looks like them, it sounds like them, it speaks to the people that they truly want to be working with. So what are the two or three things that they can be doing that they actually want to be doing that makes sense for their business that they could commit to really add some action behind the intention that we created with the brand to give it the wings and the life that it needs. So really like encouraging them to be in action behind what we created for them, because, you know, that was a big thing that I saw for years, is we just would create all those amazing things. We gave them these tools and they didn't know what to do with it, because people, you just can't assume that they know what to do or how to kind of engage with their audience or how to promote their brand. And it doesn't have to be something that feels hard or inauthentic. Mm-hmm. It should be things that they really want to do. So some of our clients really love creating content. Some of them want to be talk on video. Some of them want to dive into social media. Some of them don't want to touch social media. So if they're not going to do that, what does it look like for them to still, you know, get some momentum and start to move this brand forward? So it really is a complete thoughtful process that we created for our clients. We stopped doing one-off projects completely. We will not take on a client unless they go through the whole thing with us. Now there is flexibility on that kind of brand toolkit piece of, you know, what other items they add on, but they can always circle back on those things later. So we do allow them some flexibility within our offering, but we just, we don't
it just makes sense because you spend so much time getting to know the brand in the first place that when it's a one-off project like that, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a disservice to the client if you're just giving them one piece of what they need. And I also feel like it was a disservice to not train them on what to do next with the things that we created for them. So that was a big shift in my business, which was scary. Because, you know, when I started this company years and years ago in 2005, like it really was, I just need a logo. I just need a website. I just need a brochure, tons of brochures when like people used to print things, you know?
Yeah.
Especially in oil and gas and real estate. I mean, we were like the print queens back in the day, but you know, everything is digital now. But no, we won't do it. And people don't even call us for it anymore. Like people don't even ask us to do one-off projects because we are very clear on our website. And that's a big tool for us too, is I feel like by the time people get on the phone with me, they have really truly read our website and they're like stoked, you know, like they're kind of excited to talk to me. They feel like they've educated themselves. And I always hear them say, well, I read your FAQ. Well, I looked at your branding page and I know that you guys do it this way. And so that's been a really cool shift. And that shift has really been just owning who we are unapologetically and really sticking to our guns of this is the way we do things. And people appreciate it and they respect it and they want to be a part of it because they feel like you have taken the time to really thoughtfully address their needs. And so, and then,
so how do your customers find you like on your website? How do those leads come in?
So I have been so lucky my entire career of us. We've never really had to do, I know this is probably not the answer you want to hear, but we haven't had to do much because even when I was like version 1.0 of my business, the one that I was describing, you know, with my business partner, we did really great work that we were known for. And in the Houston community, like that kind of got out. And so we were the go-to for certain industries and certain things. And now I would say that is still somewhat the case, is we have kind of groups of clients that we do a lot of work for. And I think it's just kind of started to like spread. Like we do a
just
lot
word
of
mouth.
Word of mouth, and people find, again, like I've had this business for a really long time. We've had our website up for a really long time. We write a ton of content that is directed towards the people that we, you know, really want to work with and really want to help. And, you know, it was the things that I did in my business 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you know, 3 years ago unknowingly that has really set us up for success now. So I just encourage people to stick with things and know that you are planting seeds all along the way. Mm-hmm. And the reason we are where we are now is because, again, like I started building our email list years ago. I've always been writing content. You know, we've always held our work to a really high standard and done really beautiful things for people that we've really care about. And when you do work for the right types of people, the people that are the right fit for your business, more of those people show up. Again, like that's kind of the energetic component of it. So setting boundaries with the type of people that you want to work with and really saying no to people that are not the right fit will only open the door to more people that, you know, the next client and the next client that is the project that's perfect for you. So we have a pretty steady, you know, we have our website set up in a way that people fill out our form and they schedule a call with me, and probably you know, I'm very grateful for this, but every week, you know, I have 4 or 5 new client calls.
That's and amazing. It's
just people finding us. And typically one of those becomes a client. And we're in the process of creating kind of a secondary offering that is a program for the people that do not hire us, so they can still like get our process and our methodology. So that really is for people who want to, you know, grow, pivot, find more joy, find more flow in their businesses. So we are creating another offering to kind of catch that audience that I get to talk to and connect to, but really aren't ready to make the financial investment in working with us.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it really is. I know it's easy for me to say now, but it is sticking with it. And it is like continuing to do the things repetitively that are meaningful to you, but are also meaningful to your audience. And our email list is probably kind of one of our biggest tools. And the content that we create is one of our biggest tools, because we'll write articles specifically for the clients that are the right fit for us, and people find them. And then when they find them, they're like, oh, these are the people I want to use. They see our portfolio, and they're kind of already 80% sold on working with us by the time they get on the phone with me. And that's what we want. And that's also what we do for our clients. We want somebody to have that same experience on their website or engaging with their brand. So I feel like it is a lot of walking the walk within your own business. And mirroring kind of what you want to create for your clients and holding that same standard for your work as well.
Okay. So if you had one growth tip for any up and coming entrepreneurs, you know, you are a seasoned professional, you've been in the industry for, you know, like you're a veteran, which is so impressive. What would a growth tip that you would recommend to an up and coming agency owner be?
Yeah, I definitely think it's honing a process. And I know when you kind of begin, you're like, what's my process? You know, like, do I even have one? But I think, and I know this is why people actively seek us out, is because they know that we have a system in place that we've developed over doing this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times for different entrepreneurs. So it's really kind of honing a process, presenting a process. I also think that it's very important to be clear on your website, wherever it is, the types of clients that you want to work with. Like,
yes.
On our website, we say we work with people who are, and we have a bulleted list, serious about their success. Like, we don't, you know, I want people to create their businesses, you know, wherever they are in their journey. But like, we want the people that are actually like going to do something with the brand that we create. We want people that trust us. So being very clear publicly about the type of people that you want to work with. Because like I said, people are actually reading our website because this is a big investment they're about to make. So they're going to read everything.
Yep.
And if they read that list and they're like, oh, that's not me, great. They don't call. And that's, you know, again, like more working with more of the right clients just brings you more of the right clients.
Yep.
So being very clear about your audience, documenting a process, and really building your service offering around the needs of your audience. Again, like we started out kind of just doing whatever people asked us to do. And then we stopped and we said, no, we're only gonna work with you if you can go through this whole process, because that's how we ensure the success of the project. And again, like launching hundreds of successful projects where clients are happy, again, is why we have kind of that direct line of referrals. And the next kind of round of clients are always waiting for us because of our process and because of the standards that we hold our kind of like my team to, and also what we do for our clients. So definitely like sticking to your guns about who you want to work with, being clear about that, documenting a process. And again, biggest point is really making sure your service offering is what your audience needs. It's not about what you think that they need or what you would like to offer or what sounds cool. It's like, what is going to make the biggest difference in their business and their life and really set them up for success. And I think everything that we do for our clients is really under the lens of what is going to set them up for success, like truly set them up for success. And we work with a lot of people that are different phases. Some people are just starting and some people have been in business for a long time, but they may not be happy. They may be at this point where man, I've been doing this for years and I'm kind of beat down on myself, and they come to us and they're kind of at a low. So we're actually helping like shift their energy to a place and kind of rebirth this business that they had. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that typically has to do with what they're charging. They're not charging enough. They're working with the wrong people. Same things that we tell. I just told you, they haven't documented a process. So
yeah,
what we do for ourselves is what we do for our clients. And I think, you know, it is valuable to other agencies too.
Yeah. That's so interesting. I love that you guys, you know, don't just, you know, drive the leads and leave it at that. You're, you know, really taking a holistic approach and looking at the business from all angles mm-hmm. to ensure that your clients are going to be successful as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really cool. So where do you see Design Good in 5 years time?
Well, I think that I never thought I would still be doing this after 17 years. And actually, I've been in the industry probably 23 years. But I always thought I would have sold it by this point in time. But now I'm like, hell no, I'm not selling
it. You just love it.
I love it now because I put in the work that I needed to be able to create the things that I really want to. And I think what's exciting to us now is kind of that course that we're creating as an additional offering, because that's really me documenting 17 years of me saying the same thing over and over and over again. And like the core things of what makes a business successful, what makes a brand successful, what makes you successful and you happy, because that is really our approach to branding, is looking at all three aspects, because for the people that we work with, business, brand, and being is not separate. It's one and the same. And they touch each other, and they should always be a reflection of each other to be successful. So, you know, creating this course, creating tools for people that may not be able to work with us. And just continuing our process and being known for it. I never wanted to be a super huge agency. Like, we've always fluctuated between 8 and 12 people. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy with that. And I'd like to stay at that. But that said, you know, I'm still an owner that is very involved. You know, like, my role has lightened up a little bit because, you know, I do have a project manager. We do have a studio manager, and they're amazing. We have multiple writers, multiple designers. Couple developers, but I am still very heavily involved. I don't know if people want to hear this or not, but like, I still am doing all the creative direction, all the sales. I do run the business. I am kind of where all the methodology comes from, mm-hmm. but I have people to help me. And that's a personal choice. I know, you know, a lot of people do want to kind of step away or be more in a, you know, like, overview, bird's eye view, vision of their, or view of their business. But, I still like that I'm involved. Maybe, you know, at some point I'll step back a little bit more, but, no one can talk about my business like I can. And I'm still in the position where, even though Design Good is known, people, I am very much associated with Design Good. And again, that's just a personal preference. I know a lot of agency owners may not, you know, want that for the life of their business. But that is just how it's turned out for me. So you know, clients are calling and wanting to work with me. So it is important that they know that I'm still involved, but I also have a team of really capable, amazing women. My whole company is female. It's just turned out that way.
That's
it's nothing
cool.
against men. It's just, you know, that's what we've attracted over the years. But yes, I'm heavily involved. I would, you know, like to step back a little bit and create more of these things that are based on, you know, our experience and expertise, but I still feel like I will still be doing it. And I think it's going to naturally evolve on its own to whatever it needs to be.
So interesting. Yes. And I think it can be, because, you know, as the owner, you're always the best representative of the company. Mm-hmm. You know, you have that passion. You love talking about it. So it, it can definitely be hard to sort of remove yourself and strictly, you know, be focused on having that CEO role where you're just focused on company growth, because what drove you to start the agency in the first place is that passion for, you mm-hmm. know, design and marketing and helping mm-hmm. other small business owners. So I can definitely see how it's a challenge to really remove yourself from that one role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
So we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
So I would say The Four Agreements. I love that book. It's kind of the one that, I know a lot of people know that book, but it's the one that grounds me and kind of makes me come back to that place, like take it all more lightly. It's not such a big deal.
Yes, like, haven't read that one in a little while. It's do your best.
It's basically like, don't think, take things seriously. Like, I think you get personally, like you get kind of caught up in like every interaction, every emotion, and just like moving on from things quicker.
Yeah.
But I just love that book. I love the introduction to that book. I have it on audio and that is so helpful just to listen to. It's a short one. I do it when I'm like walking the trail in Austin.
Yeah.
I do it like once a year minimum. It's just a good, like solid refresher of take everything lightly. Like it's not such a big deal. You just have to kind of remember these four things and you're good.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I can never remember the four, but the two have definitely stuck with me. It's like, do your best and don't worry what others think of you. Just basically stay on your path. And those two things alone have really stuck with me and have really been beneficial. So yeah, it is a really good book. I agree. Mm-hmm. And then, what does your morning routine look like?
I wish I had something better to say. I've just recently like tried to pace myself a little bit more. I've started to wake up earlier just because I'm older now. And I like kind of the quiet of working before the 9 a.m. I usually try to start working at 7 because that gives me 2 hours of like working on the course that I was telling you about. And that has been kind of an uplifting energetic exercise on my behalf of working on a project that's important to me before I dive into, you know, the rest of the day of the client work. So I guess in that sense, I do have a morning routine of like putting my most important project first. And that's like, you know, symbolic of me putting myself first because it's something important to me. And I think that is, you know, just kind of a good signal to the universe of like, I'm going to fill my cup before I fill everyone else's cup.
I think it's important.
Yeah. And then, you know, for me, I always work out at the end of the day. That's kind of my gift to myself is like I do not work past 5 or 5:30. Like it's just something I've set for myself. I'm not going to sit here all night. When I started the company, you know, and I was very young, I would work like 7 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. I do keep very, you know, normal hours. We still are pretty much like a 9-to-5 business, but I'm kind of like 7 to 4:30 and then I go to yoga. So really being able to own my own schedule. Mm-hmm. And I never wanted my company to feel like a sweatshop because I worked in those places before I started my company. And that was kind of a promise to myself that it would never be that.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. And then, so I'm not sure if you have a CEO that you follow or not. Some entrepreneurs do, some don't. So what are your thoughts?
I knew that this question was coming. I do follow a lot of entrepreneurs that I love. Mm-hmm. And mainly I follow them because I am always looking at business models and kind of how they structure their companies. So there's some people that I find really inspirational, but not truly one. But I do love like Gary Keller's book, The One Thing. That is kind of another book that I love and I recommend for clients. So if anybody was to be that one, I think his methodology is very interesting. And I know it's co-written. I'm pointing over there because I have it on my bookshelf, but it's co-written by somebody else. But I think that's a great book and a framework, but I take inspiration from so many people that I just think are doing cool things with their businesses. And I just admire people that are doing things differently. Like people that aren't structuring their business like everybody did before them because they think they have to. It's like, let's try something different. You know, be ourselves. Let's, again, putting together an offering that makes sense for your audience. Those are the people I truly admire.
That's awesome. And this can be a tricky one, but what is your favorite online tool?
Oh, well, we love, and I don't know how you pronounce it. Some say Asana or Asana. We use that as our project management tool. And it literally, like, we may do it overkill, but it has changed my business and the company. And also we're, you know, we all used to be in the same office. I'm actually in our office in Austin, but I'm the only one here now. But, you know, now that we are all remote, you know, I've started since the pandemic hiring people in other cities. So we are all over the United States now. And that's a, you know, a big thing that, too, that shifted in my business. When I had my business the first time, it was very localized to Austin. Now our clients are literally all over the United States and all over the world. We have more clients in other states than we do in Texas. We have a lot of New York people, a lot of California. So because it doesn't matter where people are anymore, like that tool has really given us, you know, the foundation to run the business and keep it going seamlessly. I mean, we use kind of a suite of tools, but I would really say that's the base of what we do. And just being able to have everyone on my team have visibility to the same information and work together. It's really cool to see, like, you know, 12 people pulling off a project all within, you know, project management software, which was non-existent when I started this company. I'm pretty sure we had like folders. We were handwriting things in. I know I sound like I'm 100. I'm really not. But yeah, it's just, that's been a gift to me because I've been doing this for so long too, is just to have the ability to do something that I never thought I would. Like, we very much started out as a very traditional agency, again, with a office space and a conference room and, like, you know, a receptionist. Like, we had a receptionist when I started, and it is wild. And now we're just like remote and working with people all over the world, and it's so cool. So that is a big, I think, another part of having a successful business is truly documenting systems and processes in a way that all your staff has visibility tools to the tools.
Yeah, so important. And yeah, Asana is such an incredible tool. And it's amazing that it's free as well. Mm-hmm. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I have the answer to that question, but even if I would have known it, I don't think I would have done it.
Yeah.
But really it's leaning into who you are a little bit more. I think, again, in the beginning, we were just trying to be an agency that did the stuff that agencies did and look like all the other, like, big agencies in Houston. And
you wanted to blend in instead of
I wanted to blend in, and I just wanted to, you know, I thought, and I love design. My background is in design. I was like, design is the most important thing. And design is still very important to me. And I feel like our work is gorgeous and beautiful, and that has not suffered. But, like, the other parts that are important to me are business. Like, I love business. I love creating businesses. I love brainstorming about businesses. I love helping our clients create business. I do have a really, you know, whatever you want to call it, spiritual side. I do think there is a energetic component to branding. So molding in all the things that are truly me is what made us stand out, instead of, like, again, being like everyone else, like you said. It was really when I was like, this is who we are, and this is what we do, and this is how we talk, and being ourselves. And again, that true alignment between business, brand, and being for myself is what, you know, really made the client start to show up in a way that was meaningful and also the right fit. Like I said, most of the time when people get on the phone with me, they've read everything and they're like, I love it, I'm into it, you know? And the reason why they're into it is because we put it out there so hard that, you know, yeah, they know what they're getting into. And again, that is why we created that course, is so all businesses have visibility to kind of what we do that we think make a business successful. And we've seen it be successful. So yeah, just be yourself. It's hard, but it's like, people appreciate it. I mean, people want to work with people who are authentic and connected and grounded and doing the work on this, in this world that they were meant to do. So just showing up as yourself, and talking to your clients in a way that you would want to be talked to.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Oh, I love that. I love, that you guys are just, you know, so authentic in your brand and how you're delivering that to your clients. So yeah, I think that's so cool. And that's how every brand should be. You know, if we were all the same at the end of the day, it would be such a boring world out there. So we have
boring.
To, you know, yeah, be authentic.
Mm-hmm. And that's not memorable. And people, and, you know, if you got to think about all the websites you go into day in and day out and you click off of and you don't remember and you never think about again until you land on a website or a brand that is memorable and speaks to you and you want to spend time on. And it just pays off to be that way for your business, for yourself, for all aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Kristen.
Of course. It was
so great to learn about your story and really pick your brain. So thanks again. And
I hope it was helpful. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.